time to talk football. It's time to talk Dons. It's North Sound 1's Red Friday.
Aberdeen have got their Premiership campaign off to a winning start, beating Hamilton at the Todgers.
It's going to be Tansey once again. Tansey gets the ball, and then Kerr comes in! Yes! Anthony O'Connor! On the left-hand side, still Story. Cuts inside, tries a shot!
Oh,
great goal by Miles Story! Aberdeen 2, Hamilton 0.
Aberdeen Football Club have been charged by UEFA following trouble at last week's Europa League tie.
Aberdeen have got their league season off to a perfect start with a 2-0 win over Hamilton Accies. Anthony O'Connor and Miles Story got the goals, with youngster Scott Wright impressing throughout.
Scott Wright, right, coming forward now for the Dons, plays it inside to Shinney, gets the ball on his left foot, tries a shot, now McLean, and
yes.
Kenny McLean knocks the ball past Gary Woods. Hamilton Accies 0, Aberdeen 1.
Now, Stevie May has finally signed for Aberdeen. The striker's told Red TV has been a long time coming, but he's finally here.
It's been in the pipeline for a number of years now.
It's North Sound 1's Red Friday.
The best of the action from Pittodrie throughout this week, culminating in last night's latest signing, Stevie May, another great addition. Dave Galloway.
Yes, Dave, we'll hear from boss Derek McInnes in just a moment or two, but first of all, the man himself. May says he probably wouldn't have signed if the gaffer had gone to Sunderland, and he's delighted to finally put pen to paper.
It's been in the works for a while. I think that's pretty obvious to everyone. It wasn't shuttered away that was the fact. I thought it was going to happen, and obviously then I thought there's no chance it's happening. So when it came back about, it was exciting for me. I was jumping at the chance. I wanted to come earlier. Obviously, even before that, you go back to last season or the season before when I was at Wednesday, it was in the pipeline again then. So to finally get it done, it feels good to get done. Yeah, I don't think there's any two ways about it. If he wasn't still here or if he'd left, I probably wouldn't be here. And I think, the same could be said for a lot of the signings. Looking in from the outside, obviously with having the chance and being close to coming, I was keeping an eye out on the goings on and the signings that were coming in. I've played with a few, a good 5, 6, 7 at Scotland 21s, and I know the quality that he's brought in. So that for me speaks volumes for him as a manager, because I don't think the signings, not just me. Maybe one or two, but I don't think he would be bringing in the players he is if he wasn't manager here.
We tried to get Steve earlier on in the close season, and for one reason or another we came up short, and didn't look as if it was going to happen, but we got a wee bit of encouragement a few days ago really, and an opportunity to bring him here became a bit clearer, so delighted we've managed to get that done, because he's a boy who I've got a high regard for, and someone who I think will do extremely well here. Well, he's still only 24, and although he's had his injuries in the last couple of years, he's managed to fit in quite a lot. I mean, he certainly knows where the back of the net is. I think at 24 years of age, already been involved with a national team, I think he's got his best years ahead of him. But in terms of his quality as a player, his work rate, his energy, his goal scoring, prowess, his link plays get better, his strength, he's got that pace over the top, but he gives his real athleticism at the top end of the pitch, and I think he's more than capable of playing in a front two. He can play in a one, he can play off a side, but predominantly better stuff doing through the middle. So there is an awful lot to like about Stevie, and I know from having worked with him from an early age exactly what you're going to bring to the team. But what is important is as much of his qualities as he's a very hard working team player as well, and I think that's important at the top end of the pitch.
Welcome to this week's Red Friday. Since last week's show, we've played Hamilton twice, beaten them twice. Tomorrow it's up to Ross County. We'll hear from Andrew Shiney very shortly, but Dave Galloway, a tough one.
Yeah, it certainly should be. Games between these two sides, they're normally pretty tight, aren't they? And Ross County, very capable side. They've added well to their squad. So, we never get it easy in Dingwall. And that should be no exception tomorrow. The one that springs to mind, first of all, is the cup tie last season when it took a Shea Logan goal, I think 7 minutes from time to settle things. It might just be a goal in it tomorrow.
Okay, and Derek McInnes knows what to expect in Dingwall, and Stevie May says he's ready to be unleashed on County.
Well, it's a tough game. It's my fourth game in 9 days, and we're mindful of the physically how demanding that is on the team. You know, it's we've managed to come back from Cyprus last week, get two victories and two clean sheets. You know, different types of wins. You know, I thought we were very good at times at Pittodrie and against Hamilton, and I thought we were very resilient and dogged for the game down there. So, and I think we'll have to be a bit of both really at Ross County to get a result. Up until the other night, Jim and his team are on a very strong unbeaten run and started the season really well. So, and we're well aware of the dangers, the dangerous players that they've got, and the challenge ahead is tomorrow. But backed with an Aberdeen crowd of over 2,000, which is magnificent again, you know, it'll create a good atmosphere. And I'm sure the players will respond to that and try their best to continue the winning run we've had over the last couple of games.
Obviously, I've played and trained for 7 months since the injury. I've got over that. You know, that's in the past now. I'm looking forward. Obviously, I would love to start at Ross County. I'd love to be involved. You know, that's the plan for me, to play football and enjoy it again, you know, like I was before. Because that's the thing you miss the most, is just, you know, having a good time, laughing, you know, playing football. And here, I think I've discussed it with the manager and that, and I think it's definitely a place I can do it. Obviously, the staff, a lot of the staff I've worked with before, again, with 21s at St Johnston, you know, there's a couple of others that I know as well, so it's, I don't see it being, you know, a tough transition for me. Going to grounds, seeing people I've seen before, so there's no reason, you know, why, you know, this isn't just going to go to plan, you know, and hopefully I can hit the ground running.
Stevie May there, and Andrew Shiney, another great signing for the Dons.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Stevie May was probably, if not the number one priority for Derek McInnes. He was very, very high on his wanted list in the close season, and he will be delighted that he's finally landed his man. And a great bit of marketing from the club to give him the number 83 shirt.
You liked that one, Dave, didn't you?
Oh, I loved it, loved it. Very, very clever.
I was slightly disappointed. I liked the May 18 because that's my birthday, so that's a birthday present going straight away. But I can see that you're going to sell more May 83s than May 18s.
I think so.
But, you know, joking apart, excellent signing, and such a strong squad being built now at Pittodrie.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough game tomorrow. Ross County, other than Wednesday night when they lost out in the League Cup, they haven't been beaten since way back April the 1st down at Firhill.
Yeah, I was very surprised actually that Motherwell edged out County 3-2 on their own patch, because County don't lose a lot of games in Dingwall. They're always very tough. Jim McIntyre has done a fantastic job there. He's obviously not got the resources that Aberdeen have got, but you know, he's had them playing some great football, and they will be tricky customers tomorrow.
Okay, well, let's hear from Jim McIntyre. He's been speaking to Red Friday's John Rose.
We'll need a top performance. Aberdeen, you know, have started the season very strongly, as you would expect. I think Derek's recruited well, but equally we've had good performances here and good results against them in the past couple of seasons, so we know we're more than capable of winning the game, and we've got to bring a top level performance to do that. The game will take care of itself. The place will be full, the atmosphere will be great, and it's a game that you want to play in.
Taking the first game, the 4-0 out of the equation, where I think you were down to 10 men for most of the game anyway, you'd say they were fairly even exchanges last season, weren't they?
Yeah, definitely. I think they'll know they'll be in a competitive match. It's up to us to put our game onto them, you know, and make sure that we get their heads down, we don't let them play their style of play and make it uncomfortable day for them.
Jim McIntyre there. And Dave, team-wise, plenty of options for Derek. Miles Storey obviously away to Partick. Hopefully he'll do well tonight. But there's a full squad with Adam Rooney being added after recovering from his injury.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's difficult to remember when Aberdeen had a stronger squad. Certainly in recent memory, I don't think we have. And Derek's, you know, he could probably just about field two different teams. He's got that much of an embarrassment of riches now.
Okay, and who's he going to start with?
I'm going to go with the same starting 11 from the side that beat Hamilton. Joe Lewis in goals, Shea Logan, Anthony O'Connor, Mark Reynolds and Andy Considine at the back. Graham Shinney and Greg Tansey sitting, then Ryan Christie, Kenny McLean and Scott Wright behind Nicky Maynard. But Stevie May, he will certainly feature at some stage.
Okay, Andrew?
I've gone with the same 11 bar one change. I've got Adam Rooney coming back in because if he's fit, rearing to go, proven goal scorer, you know, he's such a valuable player for Aberdeen, despite what some would have you believe on social media. A guy that scored 77 goals in three and a bit seasons for Aberdeen, and yet they're saying, what does he contribute to the team? I just said what he contributes to the team. But as Dave said, the manager got an embarrassment of riches, to be perfectly honest. You could see Arnesen possibly coming in, Maynard, Stewart, May, all vying for starting slots. So it's going to be an interesting one to see who the manager picks. But before we finish talking about the team, we've got to mention it's a big day for Andy Considine tomorrow. 400th appearance,
if selected
for the first team. His next target will be Russell Anderson on 407 appearances, and then we can just about forget it for a couple of years at least, because Jim Leighton is on 535 appearances. So we've got a wee while to wait before Andy catches up with old bandy legs.
Okay, and you're one to watch.
That's nice.
Hope you're listening, Jim.
One to watch, I think Ryan Christie is going to be the one to watch virtually every game, because he's so good to on the eye. He works his socks off. He's got so much skill. And I just can't see past Ryan Christie for being the real focus of everyone's attention when they're watching Aberdeen for this season.
Okay, Dave, you're one to watch.
Scott Wright for me, Dave. I was so impressed with his contribution at Pittodrie against Hamilton, and of course he played a major role in the winning goal for Kenny McLean down at Aki's in the League Cup the other night there. It was hard to believe that he was only 19. He's just turned 20 now, but he was still only a teenager when he had that starring role against Aki's at Pittodrie. He was a joy to watch. He just lit the game up, and this could be a big day for him tomorrow again. Now, Aberdeen scored their 8,000th goal within the last week. Phil McDonald takes a look at some of the memorable goals we've seen over the years.
Aberdeen Football Club has reached another milestone in its 114-year history. Goal number 8,000, scored by this man.
Tansy gets the ball, and then Kerr comes in! Yes! Anthony O'Connor!
I knew he was just going to whip it into an area, so I just tried to get across my man, and you know, the ball came in my direction and I just held it on, and luckily for me it went in the corner.
With such a colourful history, we've witnessed some incredible Dons goals over the years, from crucial finishes to sensational screamers.
Drops to Jamie Spence, tries to volley!
Dragon plays it in, the header finds the net, and Aberdeen are back in the match once more. Alec McLeish.
Chance to cross it in, Mikey! What a goal that is!
I've been extremely fortunate over the years as a fan to have witnessed some incredible goals.
Superfan Ali Begg has written a book about following AFC. He shared with us some of his favourite memories.
James Maddison's free kick last season against Rangers. That was an unbelievable moment. I went nuts when that ball hit the back of the net.
Maddison comes forward, tries a shot! Tries it!
I've not been like that for a long, long time. You know, properly out my seat, punching through the air, screaming my head off. Yeah, that was pretty special. Adam Rooney's winner against Inverness in the League Cup final was a bit special.
Rooney starts his run up. Adam Rooney!
Yeah!
Shared it with my brother and my father-in-law at Celtic Park. You know, the three of us hugging, dancing for joy when the ball hit the back of the net.
So that's the view from the stands, but what about on the park? Who better to speak about famous Aberdeen goals than someone who was involved in some of them? Gothenburg great Neil Simpson.
It's off the line now, it's played in by Simpson, and Aberdeen at level.
The one that I always quite like watching on occasion is the Watershy. The 5-1 game, where obviously we went 1-0 up after 2 minutes, and then my goal in 4 minutes.
And running far, Neil Simpson going all the way himself. Neil Simpson with 4 minutes on the clock, and Fidelco's beaten again.
If you don't take a shot, you're not going to score, so it was great. I really enjoy the way I managed to beat three or four players. That wasn't really my game. But it was just the reaction of the crowd and everything after when you watch it back.
Speaking of Gothenburg, there's one goal in particular that springs to mind. One of the most iconic moments in British football. The moment where Aberdeen became champions of Europe.
For obvious reasons, John Hewitt's winner against Real Madrid. It's an incredible moment. It's something that I will never, ever forget.
Mark McGee, Hewitt's winning in the middle.
It's a goal that everyone remembers for Aberdeen winning the European Cup Winners' Cup. Magnificent. And John Hewitt, you know, he's a legend for that goal.
I still get emotional when I see that goal, and it's the only goal that still to this day gives me goosebumps. And I can't really explain it. I just get a tingle up my spine whenever I see it.
Created by McGee on the left, finished by John Hewitt, and there's something.
8,000 goals, 8,000 memories, all hidden somewhere inside the hearts of every Aberdeen fan far and wide. Here's to the next 8,000, wherever they may be.
Some memorable moments indeed. Let's now look at the rest of the games over the weekend and our predictor. Who's got the results from last week? You have, Andrew?
Dave, you scored 4 points.
Yes.
Dave G, you scored 6 points. Gordon Duncan got 8 points, and I got 8 points.
Yeah,
oh, great. So a tie at the top.
Marathon, not a sprint, so Dave. That
indeed,
right?
Indeed, yes.
So this week, other games, starting off with tonight, Partick against Celtic, Andrew.
Well, the way Celtic have started, you've got to fancy them. Obviously, Conor Salmon on a year-long loan from Hearts and Miles Storey signing a two-year deal from Aberdeen today could boost the firepower for Celtic, but for Partick. But despite that fine victory that they had in midweek, you've got to fancy Celtic, and I'm going to go for them to win it 3-1.
Okay, and your prediction... Dave?
For me, Dave, 3-0 Celtic.
I've gone 3-0 as well. Dave, Hamilton, Dundee.
Well, I was at the Dundee win over United in midweek in the League Cup. A really entertaining cup tie. Two magnificent goals for the Dark Blues. You know, they really want to harness that feel-good factor, and I think they'll do that. It'll be tight, though. 1-0 Dundee.
OK, Andrew?
I saw enough from Hamilton Accies to suggest that they could upset the apple cart, and on that awful pitch of theirs, I fancy them to win 2-1.
Killy Hearts, Andrew.
Kilmarnock have had a dreadful start this season. They lost to St Johnstone, then were absolutely battered by Celtic. Hearts, of course, they lost at Celtic, still managerless. It's a difficult one to predict, but I think home advantage could just shade it, so I'm going to go 2-1 Killy.
Okay, I should have said went 1-1 Hamilton Dundee, and I've gone 1-1 Kilmarnock Hearts. Dave, Kilmarnock Hearts.
Kilmarnock Hearts, 1-1 for me.
Yep, okay. Rangers Hibs, Dave.
A real cracking in prospect. Rangers have started the season very well, but so have Hibs, both sides scoring plenty of goals. I'll go for a 2-2 draw.
Okay, and Andrew?
I'm going to go 1-1.
I've gone 2-1 Hibs, and Andrew, St Johnston, Motherwell.
Well, differing fortunes for the two clubs in midweek. St Johnston lost to Partick. Motherwell had that extra time win at Ross County. Flipped were the league results last week. Of course, St Johnston winning, Motherwell losing. So, again, I'm just going to go with home advantage, shading it for St Johnston to win by 2-1.
Dave?
I find it impossible to separate these two sides. I think it'll be a 1-1 draw.
Okay, and I've gone for 1-1 as well. And of course, our predictions for Aberdeen, Dave?
For Aberdeen, like I say, games between these two teams are normally tight. I don't see anybody running away with it, but I take the Dons just to edge it 2-1.
Andrew?
2-0 Aberdeen.
And I've gone 2-0 Aberdeen. And this week, representing the Red Army, Dave spoke to young Kyle Grant for his predictions.
Let's start with Aberdeen's trip to Ross County. How confident are you there?
A 3-1 win to Aberdeen.
Partick Thistle against Celtic tonight.
3-0 Celtic.
Okay, Hamilton tackle Dundee.
2-1 Dundee.
Kilmarnock against Hearts.
2-1 Hearts.
Rangers versus Hibs.
3-2 Rangers.
And St Johnstone tackle Motherwell.
1-0 to Motherwell.
Okay, young Kyle there with his predictions. And tomorrow, Peterhead there at home to Elgin City. Here's Blue Toon boss Jim McAnally.
The pleasing thing is that we've played them recently, and we get into the game with a wee bit of knowledge about them, because we're still trying to get that knowledge again of the teams in the league. We've played them so recently, we know what to expect of them. The last time we played them, the scoreline probably flattered us a wee bit, so we know that it's going to be a tough game, but we look forward to it, because it's a derby game still for us.
Well, that's it from the Red Friday team for this week. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Don't forget, the show is live on North Sound 1, Fridays at 6:30 p.m. And this podcast is updated weekly on northsound1.com and on iTunes. Come on, you Reds.